eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Hour two already. Chris Mack, Nick Ashew, in for the guys. You Better You Bet, BetQL, of course, on the Odyssey app, YouTube and Twitch, all of the things you can watch, you can listen. There are so many different ways. Chris has not taken off his Penguin shirt yet. I'm going to just try to make this change. It's probably not going to happen.
Are you asking me to take my shirt off, Nick?
I was kind of hoping that, you know, why not? Let's make this weird. We're going to drive so much traffic to the Twitch stream when you do that. All right, Chris Mack has taken off his shirt, everybody. Here he goes. Up and
stop.
It's been shut down. And they've disconnected everything. Thanks.
When all of a sudden the camera on my laptop gets turned off remotely, you'll know why.
We're now doing only audio with Chris, so that's how it works. All right, Jeremy Kahn of 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, Big Bad Morning Show, and of course he's on the BetQL Network as well. He is a Baltimore guy. Chris is a Pittsburgh guy, so this will be fun because I can just sit back and maybe watch you two yell at each other because your teams are rivals in your markets. And really, to me, Jeremy, we're kind of going over some of, now that we have the schedule out and we're playing the stupid game of, well, it's May, let's see how good every team's going to be in December, but we're going to play the game anyway. The AFC North to me, Jeremy, I don't know, man. It might be the second best division in football with Baltimore, the favorites at +195 to win. Then you got Cincy at 2-1. Listen, that team went to the Super Bowl last year and they don't even have the best odds to win their division. Cleveland at +210 and then poor Pittsburgh at 10-1 to win the division, Jeremy.
Yeah, a lot going on. Well, Chris took his shirt off, so then I took my pants off. I didn't know where we were going from here, so I hope that's okay. I don't know if that's all right with the Mac over there, and I might even come up to Pittsburgh and help good old Kenny Pickett hold his Whopper because his hands aren't big enough. So, and then I'll make my way down to D.C. and bring some chicken tenders for good old Sam Howell. So we'll be good, man. Now, look, the AFC North is going to be a blast this year, I think, and a lot of it's just going to depend on, you know, what happens with Deshaun Watson suspension. You know, I think a lot of people believe Pittsburgh is going to be bringing up the rear, but I don't think it'll be that far. I mean, it all depends on, you know, what they get out of quarterback play. And, but everywhere else, I think you're liking what you're seeing. Like in Baltimore, I love the fact that they're coming back this year. I mean, they were 8-3 last year before Lamar went down, and that's with all of those other injuries. So I hate calling them like a live dog, but I think people are forgetting how good they were when they were healthy. So I do like them a lot in this division, but I think it's going to be an absolute dogfight to the end. And the weird thing about the Ravens schedule is they have all of their division or most of their divisional games at the end of the season.
Are you like me, Jeremy, and looking at the Ravens and Bengals disparity there? Like they're both pegged right now at 9.5 wins. But when I go through and play the old win loss game with both of their schedules, I get Cincy closer to 12 wins and Baltimore right around 9 or 10. Now, to your point, and it's a good one, I think recency bias jumps up and bites us on the rear end with the Ravens, and we don't remember what they were like before the injuries to Lamar and seemingly everybody in the secondary. So does it make sense to you that the Ravens are right now pegged as the favorites in most spots in the North, even if it's only by a minuscule margin? Or are we missing something with the Bengals? Because I saw them go out and seemingly overhaul their entire offensive line in free agency.
So to your point, yeah, with Cincinnati, they realized what their weaknesses were last year, improve on defense, get the offensive line better, you know, protect Joe Burrow. And I feel like they made a wholesale effort to do that. But the one thing I would say with them is, look, they went 10-7, had everything go right in the postseason, ended up losing the Super Bowl. And correct me if I'm wrong, I don't remember any significant injuries for them all year long. Like, they stayed relatively healthy. So in my mind, everything went perfect for Cincinnati. And then they had that historic season. And, you know, history would tell you as well, the team that goes to the Super Bowl and loses tends to struggle the following season. And I think that's where Cincinnati is going to be. Like, in all honesty, now they're on everyone's radar. And then I was actually looking at something today with their schedule, and Jamar Chase, he's got all these phenomenal matchups. If you're into that sort of wide receiver cornerback thing, where, you know, you'll have that circled every week. It's like, oh, he's going up against this guy, he's going up against that guy. And I think it's going to be a really fun year that now people are going to come in and try to take him away from Joe Burrow, and he's got other weapons. I just think it's going to be a really fun division. So that's where I would lean with that. And then it's the same thing with Cleveland. Like, the unknown is, how long is Deshaun Watson going to be out for? My old adage with Cleveland is, when we're talking about them, they don't perform. When we forget about them, that's when they make their run. So, I think it's going to be a really fun division to watch this year with all these teams and the talent there. And as I was pointing out with the Ravens, I like the moves they made in the offseason. Still got to generate a pass rush, which is the main concern I have for them. And we'll see what happens this year, and, you know, how quickly Ojabo gets healthy. And, you know, on top of it, do we see their pass rushers, their young guys, take a step forward? And that's really what they're going to need.
Yeah, so Baltimore's win total set at 9.5, juice to the over on Bet Rivers. But we know what matters most, Jeremy, in the NFL always comes down to quarterback play. Lamar Jackson has shown moments where he's breaking franchise records for passing yards in a game, and then there's other times where people say he needs to run less and he needs to avoid getting hurt and all of these types of scenarios. What are the expectations for him this year, and what are the things that he really needs to get better at if this team is, one, to hit the over, but more importantly, win the division and try to compete for a Super Bowl again?
I think this is a kind of a loaded thing with Lamar, because, you know, this is such an important year for him being in a contract season. If the Ravens don't sign him, they'll franchise him. But then they would have something, you know, to figure it out. It's like, can we franchise this guy back-to-back years if they're going to keep him? There was a really weird quote that we had from Steve Bisciotti when he was talking about Lamar and his contract, because that's been the big conversation for the past 2 years. It's like, wait a minute, Josh Allen signed. We're watching all these other young quarterbacks around the league sign. You saw what Pat Mahomes got. What does Lamar want? And he's coming off the season. But he made a comment about Lamar doesn't feel that he's worth it yet. And it's like, well, wait a minute. You're obviously worth what the market says you are. So the questions we have around him is just like, what's the contract situation? Are we going to get this done? How much is he going to get paid? Will they be able to make other moves after that? Because, you know, you already saw a situation here with the NFL draft where Hollywood was like, I don't want to be in this offense anymore. They're not using me right. And he wanted to be out, as much as he was, you know, best friends with Lamar. Those two traveled everywhere together. To answer your question about Lamar, he clearly has got to get better at throwing outside the hashes. I actually think he throws a fairly decent deep ball. You know, people, when they bring him up, they talk about some of his inability to throw and, you know, the different slot angles that he throws at. If he's completing passes, nobody cares. I mean, go look at Phillip Rivers and the three-quarter angle that he threw at and some of the sidearm action you get. But as soon as balls are getting batted down in his face and he's struggling and let's say the running game's not working, he's got to prove to the rest of the league that he can go out there and sling the football over the field. The Miami Dolphins last year on Thursday Night Football went cover zero against the Ravens and just beat their brains in. And guess what they saw every week for the rest of the year was cover zero over and over and over again. So they're going to have to show teams that they have a way to beat that if they can't run the football.
All right, I'm going to put you in a really difficult spot here, Jeremy, but without a win total posted, I'm searching the streets. I'm wandering in the middle of the night looking for someone to give me a win total on the Cleveland Browns, knowing we know nothing about how many games Deshaun Watson may or may not play this year. If I put it to you, if I said you've got to give me a win total on the Browns, what would your number be?
Oh man, I'd probably go the old hat with 10-7 because I still think their defense is solid and the running game's going to be there. I mean, watching videos of Nick Chubb squatting, what the hell was he squatting, 600 or 800 pounds?
Oh my god, at his old high school.
Yeah. I mean, he looks ridiculous. I'm waiting for the year, and I understand. Look, I want to see this guy get the Derrick Henry treatment and just get 30 touches a game and, you know, wear him out for the next four seasons because I think he might be the best pure runner in the entire league. But I'll go with the 10-7. And the odd thing that I was looking at too, and I don't know how much you looked at the Steelers schedule and when they play the Browns, but the Ravens play them week 7. And we've seen a lot of guys get the 6-game suspension. And I'm like, is he going to come back just to play the Ravens? Is that going to be his first game in a Cleveland uniform? And then you start thinking about, would it be 8 games? Would it be 10 games? Would it be something small? Like, who knows? But if it in fact is 6 games, his first game would be back against the Ravens. Speaking of Deshaun Watson, of course.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With Fuel Cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yeah, that's really what's made this the most difficult for everybody is that you just don't know what to expect from Deshaun Watson. So everything you say about the Browns is kind of also then has this caveat of, well, it depends on if Deshaun Watson's out there and plays or not, or how many games he misses or whatever the case is. You know, when you look at the early schedule for the Ravens, are you comfortable? Do you feel good? Because to me, I always look at, I did this last night on a stupid schedule release show, basically, that I had to do. I'm looking at Washington, and Chris has already laughed at me, and I said, you know, Washington's schedule has Jacksonville and then Detroit, and they could win one of the two division games they have. Maybe they're 3-1. Do you feel confident about just the first quarter of the Ravens' schedule? Because to me, that's important for a lot of teams to really build that momentum, especially a team like the Ravens, who certainly have Super Bowl aspirations when they're healthy. But then you also go back and go, my God, they had, like, everybody out last year.
Yeah, their schedule is weird because their first four games are all against the AFC East. So they start off in New York against the Jets. And the thing that I've always said, one of my old co-hosts used to say it is like, and when it came to baseball, is you want to play the Royals in August, not in May, when they know they're the freaking Royals. You know, they don't care. You want to play the Jets in November, not week 1, when they actually have some hope. And realistically, we all don't think the Jets are going to be great. I know some people think they're going to be better than expected, but let's be honest. It's week 1, so everyone has hope. And I don't even like using it. I mean, it is the 21st anniversary of 9/11 to open the season. I'm sure there'll be something before the game. So I think that those games are really tough anytime you're opening up on the road. But then they get Miami at home, and Miami's a bit of a wild card now. We'll see how many times Tua underthrows Tyreek Hill. then it's on the road at the Patriots. Then you get Buffalo at home. So to me, I think they're going to be 3-1 coming out of that. Honestly, if they're healthy coming into the season with the two home games, I expect them to win both of those. They're a great home team. I don't know what to expect from New England. I don't know what to expect from Miami. That's the tough thing, is I think they're going to be good, but will they be good right off the bat? Will it take time for them to gel? There's just so many unknowns with it, the way that their schedule sets up. And to me, the Ravens schedule is like, it's really weird just because, again, at the end of the year, there's four divisional games that they play, and they play the Steelers twice within, 4 or 5 weeks? I'm trying to think when their bye comes.
Yeah.
Because they have that really weird, their last seven games, the Falcons in there, but all the other teams I expect to be decent. So I just think it's going to be fun to see how it all starts off. And here there's a lot of questions because most people in this town are not big fans of Greg Roman and his passing game, and they want to see more out of it. And with the Ravens trading away Hollywood and drafting two tight ends, many people expect them to go back to 12 and 13 personnel with, you know, two and three tight ends on the field where you don't know if they're going to run it or throw it. And they'll do their whole matriculating down the field. Maybe we won't see the big plays. We'll see those methodical drives, things like that.
Well, if they're planning on running the ball, Jeremy, that should work perfectly against the Steelers, who were one of the worst run defenses in the league last year and may get Stephon Tuitt back. But other than that, I don't know. What, they add Miles Jack inside next to Devin Bush. And Miles Jack, I don't know if he's necessarily that huge an upgrade over Devin Bush in run defense. So all that being said, with the rookie quarterback and when the Steelers may or may not expect Kenny Pickett to take over from Mitch Trubisky, give me a good, solid, unbiased AFC North look at the Steelers.
0-17. That's what I fully expect.
just as unbiased as I expected from you. Thank you.
No, look, I there's going to be some growing pains there. I really want to see Kenny Pickett. I'm interested to see what, like, I almost say I was excited to see Trubisky there. I wanted to see him get a fresh start somewhere else and see what he actually looked like. I'm not a believer in Trubisky, but now that they drafted Pickett, I mean, I'd rather see him get in there, screw it up all season long, learn from it, try to get better. And I'm talking, if I'm a Steeler fan, I'd rather him, if he's going to be,
right,
you know, good, bad, and different, I'd rather see it all year one and find out what I have. And when you have a quarterback for 5 years, I know some people like to wait and be a little bit more patient. But for me, I'm throwing him out there as long as he's showing me he's somewhat ready in training camp and in the preseason. But I think the Steelers are going to be in that 8-9 range. I don't think they're going to be terrible or anything like that. The core there is always good, and it's a well-coached team. But I just don't see them in the postseason this year. I see them giving fits to everyone within the division because they're all familiar with one another.
Well, 8-9 would get him over that 7.5 win total. So there you go. And if you're taking the over there, that's all you really need. He's at Jeremy Kahn 1057 on Twitter. Appreciate the time, man. Thanks for coming on.
Anytime, guys.
Thanks, Jer.
I thought it was very unbiased. 0-17 for the Steelers.
0-17.
I think very fair.
Very
fair.
Just what I was looking for some from someone from Baltimore. That's right in line with what I was expecting. He makes a really good point, though. Like, when you look at the Steelers' schedule, do you want to throw Kenny Pickett to the Wolves, essentially, in what is a really difficult first 6 weeks? Cincy, New England, Buffalo, Tampa, a trip to Cleveland thrown in there on a short week? Or do you wait to get through that stretch, wait to get to a Sunday nighter in Miami, Philly after that, and then a bye week to maybe infuse Pickett after – I would only presume that Trubisky struggles at some point in the first 6 weeks.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in getting quarterbacks in a position to succeed, and it doesn't mean they have to start week one. Even a first-round pick. Look, even a number one overall pick. I mean, you see what happened to Trevor Lawrence last year. Again, complete dumpster fire, and it was an utter disaster. But just because you have talent doesn't mean that you're put in a position to succeed, and that can also just ruin the growth of a quarterback, too. Now, if you're good enough, you'll be able to rebound from it if you're put in a better position. But, yeah, sometimes it's just, hey, put the veteran out there and let him take some licks first.
Yeah, that may be the key for the Steelers. Put Trubisky out there, let him take the lumps, and then put Pickett in after a bye week into week 10 when he's got a chance to maybe succeed. I don't know.
Poor Trubisky. He's a sacrificial lamb for the Steelers for like the first half of their season, and then it doesn't even matter after that.
I'm cool with
that. And you're sitting on the bench after that. I'm sure you are. He's probably not cool with it. So we're going to look at the rest of the AFC and the NFC next, win totals and some NBA as well. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.